This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia pounded eastern and southern Ukraine on Tuesday as the U.S. promised to, quote, keep moving heaven and earth to get Kiev the weapons it needs to repel the new offensive, despite Moscow's warnings that such support could trigger a wider war. For the second day in a row, explosions rocked a separatist region in neighboring Moldova, knocking out two powerful radio antennas close to the Ukrainian border and further heightening fears of a broader conflict erupting across Europe. No one claimed responsibility for the attacks, but Ukraine all but blamed Russia. It comes as the U.S. and other nations are pledging more military aid for Ukraine as Russia continues hammering away at its neighbors' eastern and southern regions, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Defense Chief Lloyd Austin says the U.S. and its friends will keep moving heaven and earth to get Ukraine the weapons it needs.
But we don't have any time to waste.
At a meeting with officials from some 40 nations in Germany, Austin hailed pledges to send more help after they were told the coming weeks are crucial.
So we've got to move at the speed of war.
Saying they left the meeting at Ramstein Air Base strengthened.
And so does Ukraine.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
It comes as in the gutted southern port city of Mariupol, authorities said Russian forces hit the Azovstal steel plant with 35 airstrikes over the past 24 hours. The plant is the last known stronghold of Ukrainian fighters in the city. About 1,000 civilians were said to be taking shelter there, with an estimated 2,000 Ukrainian defenders. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. One of the many food costs that has risen in recent months is that of cooking oil, due in part to the war in Ukraine, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's hitting many households around the globe and also restaurants and street vendors who fry their food. Vegetable oil prices hit a record high in February and then went up another 23% last month. Agricultural analyst Stephen Matthews with Grow Intelligence says the pandemic, labor shortages, and poor harvests set the stage for this surge in cooking oil prices.
40% in some cases in some vegetable oils, and in the case of sunflower oil, you can't even get it, even if you want it. Because of the Ukraine war.
Russia and Ukraine are the top exporters, providing more than half the world's sunflower oil. This fish and chips vendor in London says he doesn't know if he can stay in business.
It's very, very scary, and I don't know how our industry, fish and chips industry, is going to cope.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A dramatic drop in testing for COVID-19 has left the world blind to the virus's continuing rampage and its potential dangerous mutations. The World Health Organization warned Tuesday. The UN Health Agency said that reported COVID cases and deaths have been dropping dramatically. But, quote, last week just over 15,000 deaths were reported to WHO, the lowest weekly total since March 2020. While this is a very welcome trend, WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned that the declining numbers could also be the result of significant cuts in testing for the virus, saying, quote, this makes us increasingly blind to patterns of transmission and evolution. When it comes to a deadly virus, ignorance is not bliss. The plunging test rates come despite the fact that there's more access to accurate testing than ever before. The COVID-19 pandemic has officially caused more than 6 million deaths since the virus first surfaced in China in late 2019, but the true toll is believed to be at least three times higher. While many countries have been removing measures and trying to move back to a semblance of normality, the WHO stresses that the pandemic is still not over. Recapping our top story, Russia pounded eastern and southern Ukraine on Tuesday as the U.S. promised to, quote, keep moving heaven and earth to get Kiev the weapons it needs to repel the new offensive, despite Moscow's warnings that such support could trigger a wider war. For the second day in a row, explosions rocked a separatist region in neighboring Moldova, close to the Ukrainian border, and furthering heightening fears of a broader conflict across Europe. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.